Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, the street you never turn into. And what happens when you finally do?
Let's get into it. Okay, so I did something very small yesterday, so small that I almost did not notice it. But I noticed it, and it is stuck in my head.
Okay, I am curious. What did you do?
I took a different turn on my way home.
A different turn?
Yes, that is it. That is the whole thing. I got off the subway at my usual stop. It was about 7 p.m., still light outside, early summer evening. I walked to the exit I always use. I turned left, like I do every single day. And then at the second corner, I stopped. I looked at the street I always walk past, a narrow street with some old trees. I have looked at that street sign maybe 500 times. And yesterday, for the first time, I thought, I have never been on that street.
How long have you lived there?
2 years. 2 years of walking past that same corner. 2 years of looking at the same street sign and thinking, I should see what is down there. And I never did. Until yesterday.
What was different about yesterday?
I don't know. Maybe I was tired of the same walk. Maybe I had a long day and my brain wanted something new. Maybe the light was nice and the street looked pretty. I don't know. But I stopped and I turned.
No planning?
No planning at all. I just turned into the street. No destination. No phone out. No map. Just a new direction. And I walked for maybe 5 minutes.
Was it exciting?
No. It was not exciting at all. And that is the funny thing. I expected something. I don't know what I expected. Maybe a cute cafe. Maybe a hidden garden full of flowers. Maybe a secret shortcut that would change my life. None of that happened. There was a small convenience store at the end of the block. The sign was old and a little broken. There was an orange cat sitting on a doorstep. The cat did not move. It just looked at me like I was the one who did not belong there. And there was a wooden bench under a big tree near the corner.
An orange cat. A broken sign. A bench.
That is it. That is the whole street. A cat. A bench. A store with a broken sign. But I felt good. I cannot explain it. I did not discover a secret garden. I did not find a new coffee shop. But I felt like I had done something. Like I had used a part of my brain that I don't use anymore.
The curiosity part?
Yes. The small, quiet, I wonder what is down there part. We use that part a lot when we are kids. What is behind that door? What is under that rock? What is at the end of that street? And then we grow up and we stop asking. We take the same route every day. We go to the same store, we buy the same lunch, and the curiosity part gets quiet. It does not go away. It just sits there, waiting for us to take one different turn.
That is a very nice way to put it.
And the best part, I sat on the bench for maybe 2 minutes. The cat did not move the whole time. I did not take a photo. I did not call anyone. I just sat there and looked at the street. The leaves on the tree were moving a little. It was quiet. Then I got up, walked to the end of the street, turned back to my usual route, and went home. That was it. But by the time I got to my door, I felt lighter. Like I had given my brain a tiny gift. Not a big gift. Just a tiny one. A new street. A bench. A cat. That is all it took.
A tiny gift. I like that.
A tiny gift. And it cost me nothing.
I know exactly what you mean. I have a name for that feeling. I call it my mental map.
Your mental map?
Yeah. In my head, I have maybe 5 routes. The route from my home to the subway. The route from my home to the supermarket. The route from my home to my favorite restaurant. The route from my home to the office. And the route to the coffee shop we went to yesterday. That is it. 5 lines. I have lived in my neighborhood for 3 years, and I only know 5 lines.
That sounds like a video game map, the kind where the rest is covered in fog.
Yes, exactly that. The fog of war. I have never been to the street behind the supermarket. I have never walked down the small road next to the office building. I know those streets are there. I see the names on the map, but I have no reason to go, so they stay in the fog.
And then one day you have a reason.
Right. Last month, my usual route to the subway was closed for construction. Big machines, loud noises. They put up a bright orange sign that said, "Detour, use alternate route," and I had to take a different street. I was annoyed at first. I was already running late. I was walking fast with my head down. But about 2 minutes into the detour, I looked up, and there was a small park, just a few old trees, two wooden benches, and a patch of grass. Nothing special, but I had never seen it before.
How long had it been there?
I asked a neighbor later. She said the park has been there for at least 20 years. 20 years. I have lived 3 blocks away for 3 years, and I never knew it existed, because I always took the same route. The park was right there, behind a row of buildings, one street away from my usual path. And I never found it because I never had a reason to look.
That is exactly what happened to me with the narrow street, right there the whole time.
Exactly. And this connects to something we talked about yesterday in the Higa episode. Do you remember what we said about cozy?
Yeah, that it is not something you buy. It is something you already have. You just have to notice it.
Right. Well, I think the same thing is true for discovery. You don't need to go somewhere new to discover something. The discovery was already there, one street away from your usual route. You just had to take the detour, not a planned detour, not a today I am going to explore my neighborhood detour. Just a my usual road is closed detour, or a wonder what is down there detour.
So the same logic applies. Cozy was already in your home. Discovery was already on your block.
Exactly. And here is another thing. After I found that park, I started making small detours on purpose. Not every day, just sometimes. When I have an extra 5 minutes, I pick a street I have never taken, and every time I find something small. A house with bright blue doors, a cherry tree on a corner, a wall with a painting on it. Nothing big, nothing worth a photo. But each time the fog on my mental map clears a tiny bit, my world gets a little bigger. And the best part is, it does not cost anything.
Not a penny.
That is right. No plane ticket, no weekend plan, no special app, just one different turn, and the world opens up one block at a time.
Speaking of which, let me ask you something. What is the English word for what we did yesterday when we turned into a new street and looked around?
We explored. That is the word to explore. E-X-P-L-O-R-E.
I like that word. It sounds big. Like going to a new country, but we used it for a tiny thing.
That is the best kind of exploring. Small and everyday. Let us do word power. 10 words today. Ready?
Ready.
Number 1. Turn.
Turn. Noun. A place where a road goes in a new direction. I took a turn into a street I had never seen before. Turn is also a verb. Turn left at the corner and you will see the store. A turn is a small word for a small action, but it can change your whole walk.
Number 2. Route.
Route. Noun. The way you go to get somewhere. My usual route home takes about 15 minutes. Routes are good. They save time. They are reliable. But if you always take the same route, you miss the other routes. And those routes have their own small gifts.
Number 3. Explore.
Explore. Verb. To go to new places to see what is there. I explored the street behind my office building today. You can explore a new city. You can also explore your own block. The word works for both. It is about looking, not about going far.
Number 4. Discover.
Discover. Verb. To find something you did not know was there. I discovered a small park near my house. Discovery does not have to be a big scientific finding. Finding a bench you have never sat on is also discovery. Finding a new quiet street is discovery. You are a discoverer every time you take a different turn.
Number 5. Familiar.
Familiar. Adjective. Something you know well because you have seen it many times. The familiar street felt different after I took a new turn. Familiar things are comfortable, but sometimes you need something unfamiliar to wake up your brain. One new street can make the familiar streets feel fresh again.
Number 6. Curious.
Curious. Adjective. Wanting to know more about something. I felt curious about the street I always walked past. Curious is the feeling that comes before action. It is the engine of small discoveries. If you feel curious about something, follow it. That feeling is your brain asking for something new.
Number 7. Neighborhood.
Neighborhood. Noun. The area where you live, or the area near a place. There is a park in my neighborhood that I never knew about. Your neighborhood is not just where you sleep, it is a small world, and most of it is still waiting for you to walk through it.
Number 8. Detour.
Detour. Noun. A longer way to go somewhere because the usual way is blocked. The construction made me take a detour, and I found a nice park. A detour sounds like a problem, but sometimes it is the best thing that happens to your walk. A detour is just a route you have not taken yet.
Number 9. Wander.
Wander. Verb. To walk without a plan or destination. I wandered around my neighborhood for 20 minutes after work. Wandering is the opposite of rushing. It is walking for the sake of walking. No timer, no GPS, no goal. Just your feet and your curiosity.
Number 10. Bench.
Bench. Noun. A long seat, usually made of wood, in a park or on a street. I sat on a bench for 2 minutes and watched the street. A bench is a small invitation to stop. You don't need a reason to sit on a bench. You just sit, and the world goes on without you for a moment. That is a very valuable thing.
Okay, your turn. Put all 10 in one sentence.
Let me try. I was curious about my own neighborhood, so I took a different turn from my usual route, wandered down a new street, discovered a bench under a tree, sat there for 2 minutes, and explored a place that was always there, but not on my familiar mental map. A small detour was all it took.
That is a very good sentence. 10 words. One walk. That is the whole episode.
That is exactly what happened. Okay. Before we wrap, real talk.
All right, real talk. I want to ask you something.
Go ahead.
We spent this whole episode talking about taking one different turn, and nothing big happened. You saw a cat on a doorstep. I found a park near my house. That is it. Why do we feel so good about such small things?
Because we are not used to it. We are used to planning. We plan our commutes. We plan our weekends. We plan our meals, we plan our career goals, but we don't plan small adventures. We don't plan to take a different turn. So when we do it, it feels like we are giving our brain a tiny vacation from the plan.
That is a good sentence. Let us build on that.
Okay, here we go. 10 small things. Takeaway 1. You don't need a new place. You need a new turn. A new place means a plane ticket. It means a weekend of planning. A new turn means 2 minutes of curiosity. That is all. You already have what you need for this. You have feet, you have a corner, you have a street you have never been on.
Takeaway 2. Curiosity is a muscle. Use it. We stop asking, "I wonder what is down there," when we grow up. But the question is still in us. It is just quieter. You can exercise it. Look at one new street this week. Just look at it. That is your gym for the day.
Takeaway 3. A detour is not a waste of time. We think detours are bad. They slow us down. They make us late. But the best detour is the one you choose for yourself, not the one that happens to you. Choosing to take a longer way home is not losing time. It is giving time to yourself. 5 extra minutes of walking is not a cost. It is a gift.
Takeaway 4. The fog on your mental map is full of small gifts. Most of us have a mental map like Leo, 5 routes, and the rest is fog. But the fog is not empty. There is a park in there, a bench, a quiet street, a cat on a doorstep. The fog is not scary. It is just unvisited.
Takeaway 5. You don't have to tell anyone. You don't need to post about it. You don't need to take a photo. The best small adventures are the ones that belong only to you. You take a turn. You see a thing. You go home. Nobody knows, but you know. And that small secret knowledge is a very nice feeling.
Takeaway 6. Permission to discover nothing big. Some days the new street is just a street. No hidden cafe. No secret garden. No life-changing view. That is okay. You did not fail. You don't have to find something amazing. The act of turning is enough. The walk itself is the discovery.
Takeaway 7. Small adventures don't need a budget. A coffee costs money. A meal out costs money. A weekend trip costs even more. But one different turn costs nothing. It is the cheapest thing you can do for yourself. And it gives you something that money cannot buy. A new corner of your world.
Takeaway 8. One new street can refresh the old streets. After I took that detour, my usual route felt different. I noticed things I had never noticed before. A new street wakes up your eyes. It makes the familiar streets look unfamiliar again. And that is a very good thing.
Takeaway 9. There is no wrong turn. Every turn goes somewhere. That somewhere might be a dead end. You might have to turn back. But you still saw the dead end. You still walked a street you had never walked. That is not a waste. That is a successful small adventure. You turned. You saw. You went back. That is the whole thing.
Takeaway 10. The one different turn rule. Try this. Once this week, on your way home, take one turn you never take. Just one. It does not have to be a long walk. One block. One street. One new direction. That is your tiny exploration for the week. That is your one different turn.
All right. Let me try to land this. Here is the thing. We are told that exploration has to be big. It has to be a trip, a plan, a weekend away. But the truth is, exploration is also small. It is the street next to your office. It is the corner you have passed 1,000 times but never turned. It is the 2 minutes you spend on a bench watching an orange cat. You don't need a map. You don't need a destination. You just need to turn when your brain says quietly, "I wonder what is down there." Most of the time, there will be nothing special. But sometimes there will be a bench. And sometimes a bench is exactly what you need.
Yeah.
Exploration is not a plan. It is just one turn. And you can take it any day. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.